And this is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crowe. Baton Rouge Representative Dixon McMakin is proposing an amendment that would update current laws to include the act of live streaming illegal activities on social media as a crime. McMakin says it extends the law by live streaming on social media for likes.
We want to get out of the business of trying to create celebrities out of criminals. And so adding the live stream component to the law will hopefully prevent that.
The current law includes images or videotapes of crime, but McMakin says when someone is going live, the app automatically alerts them of live status. He points out the proposal would have to identify the difference between a recording in real time and a pre-recorded video.
You know when it's a live stream because it comes up on your phone, you see it, and then it's saved in a different part of the app. So it might be something where later on we require them to keep maybe an image on there or something that says this was live.
He says sometimes crimes from minor misdemeanors to serious felonies are streamed online, and for those who record crimes live to become famous, he believes they should be held accountable.
Whether it's from the smallest thing of a prank in a high school or at a grocery store, all the way up to which we unfortunately have seen live streaming a murder, we can add that to the crimes and prevent people and hold them accountable.
It was a big day for gun rights activists yesterday as Governor Jeff Landry signed constitutional carry. The permitless carry bill will go into effect on Independence Day, the 4th of July. The New Orleans Police Department has expressed some concerns that the new law will make it difficult on law enforcement as they try to reduce gun violence, but the governor says he disagrees. 27 other states have similar laws, including all states that border the state of Louisiana. And New Iberia Senator Blake Magez has pre-filed legislation for the regular session to clarify that it would be legal to carry a firearm in a restaurant that serves alcohol. McGann says the measure aims to make sure that there is an even set of rules for all gun owners. The world's largest duck is making its way to West Monroe as part of the 2024 Ouachita River Fest. The duck will make its appearance from April 18th to April 21st. Duck Commander will sponsor the Mama Duck, which is over 6 stories tall at 61 feet and 64 feet wide, 74 feet long, according to officials. It will be Mama Duck's first time in the southern part of the United States. Officials with Riverfest say they have several activities planned around the week to celebrate the duck's appearance in West Monroe. I'm Corey Crowe. This is KEDM Public Radio.